Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
47-13 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Of note to the legal community, you know, you hear names all the time about district court judges, but Martin Feldman died last night, a massive heart attack at Touro Hospital, according to NOLA.com. He was the judge that was presiding over that federal tax fraud case against New Orleans District Attorney Jason Williams and his law partner, Williams' law partner, but he passed away last night. So that's an opening on that. Condolences to the family, certainly, and there's creates an opening on a district court. Christian Garrick joins us now. Hey, Christian, how are you?
Tommy, how are you? Did you make my donation to Children's Hospital in the debt
no.
that you owe me?
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to either mail you the check and you can do it, or I'll send it directly to them.
No, send it to them, please.
Because Christian and I had a bet on, I think it was Michigan, was it?
Michigan-Georgia playoffs.
Michigan-Georgia, and I was so wrong. Even though I only bet 25, I'm going to send 75 because it was that bad of a choice. tell me about the Saints' head coaching search. Do all of the arrows point to Dennis Allen? And I got to tell you, I know the NFL has rules about interviews and so forth, and you can walk us through that. But from a management standpoint, I don't see a reason why it would be anybody but Dennis Allen. Give me your thoughts on all of this.
First, for stability's sake, it makes sense for Dennis Allen. Now, they can't publicly come out and say that. And Gail Benson, the owner, said that they're going to do a thorough search, and I think they should. That's the responsible thing to do, because what if there is a candidate out there that totally blows you away, mm-hmm. and you say, all right, you know, maybe we thought it was Dennis Allen, but maybe it's this guy. But it makes sense from a stability standpoint with Dennis Allen. And they have a proven formula in New Orleans that Dennis Allen's aware of and knows of and has operated in. So I don't want to say that it's a lock, but at the same time, you know, the Saints do have to fulfill the Rooney Rule, which is interviewing two minority candidates. And those candidates are plentiful. There's quite a few of them that are capable and should be a head coach in the National Football League at some point.
And Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator at Kansas City, actually a New Orleans native. A lot of people didn't realize that. Maybe he'll get an interview. Can we read into anything of the fact that the interview with Dennis Allen in Chicago was canceled? They said it was because they were still finalizing details with their GM. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that, you know, there's a little gamesmanship going on there, you know, with it being canceled. Look, Dennis Allen deserves to have an opportunity to be a head coach again. When he was the head coach of the Raiders, I mean, he had 8 wins, I think 28 losses. It was a disaster because, you know, Al Davis was still running that franchise, and Al Davis was towards the end of his life. In other words, I don't think all his faculties were there. And Dennis Allen didn't get a fair deal in the silver and black. And I think that, you know, in New Orleans, where there's steady leadership with Mickey Loomis, I think he'd have success, as would a number of potential candidates, depending on where they're coming from and their background. What I find interesting, though, is all 4 head coaches that are in the AFC and NFC title game are all offensive-minded coaches. That's mm-hmm. been the trend in the NFL. And I wonder, outside of this organization, how attractive is this job? You're $74 million over the salary cap. You don't have a franchise quarterback in place. So if I'm a candidate elsewhere, am I really that attracted to this position?
Because you're reading ahead, my friend, because here's what I want to ask you. You've been known to speak your mind, right? And that's what I want you to do right here. I asked Deuce yesterday, if, like Belichick, Sean Payton was sitting on a Mac Jones, would he still be here? I think it was
no.
Deuce.
He wouldn't retire? No. If he had
– he'd still be here, right.
Yeah,
so let me continue. So the quarterbacks in that quarterback room are the ones that of his making in terms of Jameis Winston – and Taysom Hill and Ian Book, those are the ones that he wanted, but now he leaves. So if you're saying he would still be here if he had a Mac Jones, I got to believe that the quarterback situation that he created, maybe had a little bit to do with him leaving, right? I mean, it's hard not to draw that conclusion.
Absolutely. I mean, you're a year removed from Drew Brees. He just got a snapshot as to what life without Drew Brees looks like, and it's right out of the Bill Parcells playbook. You know, you leave while your stock is high. You don't go through rebuilds. You can come in as a, and rebuild it, but you don't have to be an incumbent staying through a rebuild. So it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. And if he did have a franchise quarterback here, we wouldn't be having this conversation, Tommy.
So if it would not be inaccurate, tell me, Christian, to say the way I look at it is everything starts, right? A fire starts with a little spark, for example, right? So the foundation for Sean Payton's leaving was laid with the quarterback situation and the three guys that we have now. Accurate?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's okay. Fair. I think the Saints are going to end up back with Jameis Winston as their quarterback, to be quite honest with you, or Taysom Hill. And you're going to go look, the unfortunate part of all this, Tommy, is we experienced the glory years of the Saints with 16 seasons under Sean Payton. And now it might be a little lean for a couple of years. We don't know. Maybe it's not lean. Maybe Dennis Allen comes in and has tremendous success. I just know this. When you don't have a franchise quarterback, you're just like half the teams in the NFL.
At least we got a good defense with the salary cap. We got to go here. You know the clock. Will they be able to keep the defense intact with the salary cap issues?
Not entirely. You can't. Mm. You just can't because it's reality. It's the harsh reality the Saints are in with trimming the salary cap down.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Yep.
I think we're working together on Mardi Gras. 8:54, 6 before 9, traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.